Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be talking about the movie Funny People. You'd think that a movie titled Funny People would be funny, right? Well, there are all sorts of tastes and humor, but I sure didn't find the funny in Funny People. Actually, it's sort of two movies. For one thing, the film is about the subculture of people who make a living, or try to make a living, inspiring laughter. From the hopeful comics who have day jobs and haunt the comedy clubs for an occasional unpaid gig, all the way to the rich and famous comedians. The other movie here is the story of facing up to our mortality when a doctor tells us we should get our affairs in order, and how that experience might change us, or not. So it goes with George Simmons, played by Adam Sandler, a famous and successful comic and Hollywood actor who has a lot of affairs, and in no particular order. He has cancer and a bad prognosis. But as he faces the Grim Reaper, he discovers he has no friends, no love in his life, only acquaintances and affairs. Then he happens to see a wannabe comedian named Ira Wright, Seth Rogen here, struggling through a routine at the club where George is headlining. Ira lives with a couple of other comics and so far hasn't achieved the level of success they have, or really any at all. He works at a deli serving up potato salad and coleslaw for a day job, and when George offers to hire him to write jokes and stay with him, he jumps at the chance. It's a great opportunity. But essentially, George is hiring someone to be a friend. His health continues to deteriorate, and Ira's pity for him bonds him with a self-centered George. Then, the unexpected intervenes, and an experimental medicine suddenly cures George's cancer. Faced with the possibility of starting over, George makes contact with his ex-wife, Laura, Leslie Mann here, hoping they can reconnect. Trouble is, she's married with a couple of kids. So what amounts to almost a second movie focuses on George trying to win her over and trying to change. I thought the second part of the film was much more satisfying than the comedy club gigs, which take up a good bit of the first half. George may be cured of his cancer, and he may have good intentions about changing his life, but we all know what they say about leopards, spots, and change. Ex-wife Laura may think she loves him, but how much is she willing to give up? And has George suddenly become a sensitive soul with true empathy? The script works out the character conflicts pretty well, with dark comedy. The comedy club parts and the interaction of the feckless crowd Ira hangs out with is another matter. George Carlin and Richard Pryor made a living and set a new comedy style by talking dirty as possible. The shock value of the words we don't use in polite society were funny for a lot of people, but that style wears off after the initial shocks. I talked to my invisible friend, Dr. Freud, about the style of jokes in Funny People, and he suggested that perhaps the comics were suffering from childhood penile obsession, because below the joke belts about male anatomy as well as flatulence jokes and maximum F-words make most of the monologue for the clubs. Comedy used to be about wit, but these guys barely make half-wits. That's pretty much the style of writer and director Judge Apatow in his other films, including Knocked Up, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and The Pineapple Express. That being said, he does this style pretty darn well because his films are hits at the box office. And he usually has one of his irresponsible and feckless American white males redeemed by his experience. Here is poor Ira, who we see develop into a talented writer and effective stand-up comic as he gradually comes to realize that his idol, George, is an empty shell of a man. And Ira is a sadder but wiser man who has learned something. So, for the sake of the dramatic part of the film, I'll give it 3 bags of popcorn out of 5 and throw in a soft drink for chasers.